Sure, thank the Lord for that good special song. That was very good. I want to encourage everyone to keep singing those good specials. They're very good for us. Please pray for me today. Let's look in the book of James 3 and 17. Could we do something this morning just a little bit different? Could we all recite this verse, and maybe it will help us to remember it. James 3 and 17. Are you ready? You got your Bibles? I'll wait a little bit on you. I'd like to talk about wisdom today. All right, let's read this. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. The wisdom that is from above is what I'd like to talk about. I have a lot of scriptures to read, and I just desire your prayers and help from the Lord. This won't be something I didn't come here to bore you. I believe the Lord laid this on my heart, and I believe God wants us to have the wisdom that is from above. There is a wisdom from beneath that is sensual, it's devilish. And there are things that are from above. The above things, the wisdom from above is what my heart today is craving for more of. I feel like we all need that. The first description of wisdom really mentioned in the Bible, and I'm not going to go to all these verses because I've got a lot of scriptures wrote down here. But we read about in Exodus 31, 3 through 6, the wisdom that God gave to people that were aiding in the building of the temple. He talked about he was going to give carpenters wisdom in building the temple, using the wood and cutting everything out. He was going to give the people that worked in metal of wisdom in fashioning gold, brass, and silver and things for the temple. There was different things mentioned that God would give wisdom in those workers that were benefiting in the building of the temple. And so this was something very valuable. If you can appreciate some of the old buildings and things that were designed, I believe we would just stand in awe sometimes if we could see that, if we knew all the things really that our forefathers had the wisdom that is from above that they were able to do. The building of the things for God, it took lots of wisdom. Now, let's look in Proverbs 1:20-22. So if we are asking for wisdom, and I hope and pray this morning that our hearts are open to more wisdom from God. And the competition in the city streets for the eyes and ears of the simple. Here's what it says. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. Proverbs 1:20, 21, 22. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And scorners delight in their scornings, and fools hate knowledge. The competition that's in the world, God in His wisdom is trying to keep you from being a fool. He's trying to keep you from being simple. He's trying to keep all of us. Mankind. He's trying to keep us from our own destruction many times. So today we need to apply for more wisdom. And I believe He said, if you'll ask of God, He giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. So we need more wisdom from above. a little saying here that William Cowper said, knowledge is proud that he has learned so much. Wisdom is humble that he knows no more. So if we are looking to have more wisdom just to flaunt it or to, you know, that's the wrong desire. So I'm not interested. I'm wanting to know more about God. You know, going to school is one thing. You learn, it just seems like makes you quiet. When you go to school, it's like, I better not say anything else and show how dumb I am. I'm learning so much. I didn't know all these things before. So, 1 Corinthians 8 and 1, someone, okay, how can we do that? Who wants to read this morning? Which side shall we start on? He put the sheep on his left. No. It depends where you're standing. The goats. I might have that wrong. We're not going to say they're sheep and goats. We're just saying we're going to need to read. I need help this morning. So who will read for us 1 Corinthians 8 and 1? Brother Michael, please. I'll pick on you.
Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth.
Knowledge puffeth up, but charity or love edifieth. I don't know what your desire. I want to edify, don't you? I want to build up. Yeah. Philosophy is the love of wisdom, but without Christ, it is void of both love and wisdom. 1 Corinthians 3:19. Sister Bowman, would you please read that for us? 1 Corinthians 3:19.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness.
All right. Thank the Lord.
Yes.
The wisdom of this world has its bounds and limits.
Yes.
But the wisdom from above.
Yes.
May the Lord bless us with more of that. All right. Here are a few scriptures that I want to share with you. Some of the characteristics of a wise person. Proverbs 9 and 8. The next, I'm just going to... Julie, you and Nicole, can you help us here? I want Proverbs 9 and 8 and Proverbs 6 and 6.
9 and 8?
Yes.
Reprove not a scorner.
All right. That's it.
He hates thee. Rebuke a wise man and he will love thee.
Oh, wait a minute here. Oh, rebuke a wise man and he will what?
Love thee.
He'll love thee. Why? Why? Because he realizes those rebukes are going to help me if I have the right attitude, if I see this right. There's going to be things that I'm going to profit. So he said, one of his characteristics is this. When you rebuke a wise man, he's going to love thee.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. Yeah. God help us today.
Yeah.
Julie, back to you and Nicole. Proverbs 6 and 6 and 10 and 1.
Go to the ant of sluggard, consider her ways and be wise.
All right. Four times God mentions animals in the Bible. So this one says you go to the ant. Brother Michael mentioned that yesterday about being wise in provisions, in our finances and things. It's so necessary. It's not optional, but it's necessary for us. It's not how much you make.
Yeah.
It is not how much you make, but it's how much you save, how much you're able.
Mm-hmm.
After I heard the message, we went out to eat yesterday. No, and I didn't buy any of the... But what we did, we got one plate and halved it. And I, so this was great, and we were both full. But listen, go to the ant. Understand wisdom, understanding. You know, a wise man, he is not going to be offended when he's rebuked. He's going to listen.
Yes.
He's going to say, hey, maybe they're going to, this can help me some way. I don't know if you've ever been rebuked. And it's not always easy. And it's like, well, who are they to tell me that? But you know what? We can have the attitude, I believe I can profit. I can learn here something. So Sister Ruth Murphy one time, she said, I don't know, some of you, over your heads, you don't know this sister. She was a minister and never got married. And I loved this sister. She was something. But she's, I want you to sit down here. And she had something to tell me. And she was just nervous, and I could tell, why is she so nervous? What's so hard about this? But she told me some things and gave me a little rebuke. And I tell you, I've not forgot it till this day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you can go, well, who is she to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, folks, we can learn from so many things people are trying to tell. Okay, here's the ant. And he said, listen, consider the ant. I have some others here wrote down the four different animals. And I'll come to them a little later. But the ant is one. Go to the ant and understand what he's doing here. Learn something from the ant. And Sister Nicole, I believe you had 10. Would you 10 and 1 of Proverbs, please?
Proverbs 10 and 1. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother.
Oh, listen at that. Did you hear that, boys? A wise son. Read it one more time.
A wise son maketh a
glad father.
But a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother.
Oh. Lord, help us today to have wisdom. A wise son. Get a hold of it. We need wisdom today. We need something from above. A foolish son is a heaviness to his mother. Oh, let's, Brother Wendell, if we could paint a picture for the people looking down the long sidewalks leading into jail. Into prison. If we could take pictures now, and you probably got some mental pictures of poor women that are gray-headed, that are trudging to get into the cell, into the inside to have a little visitation with their son. Mm-hmm. It breaks my heart.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart. I was in Jeff City one time, and as I was watching this long walk up these broken sidewalks and crooked places, and here were these mothers that were going to visit their sons in the prison. It's heartbreaking, but a son that lacks wisdom, that goes on in a foolish way, is a heaviness. It's a heaviness to their mother. May the Lord help us today. All right. 10 and 19 of Proverbs. Brother Cliff, would you help me? Do you have that? Are you listening?
In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. Is that it?
10 and 19.
Yeah, 19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refrains his lips is wise.
That's it. That's the key. He that refrains his lips is wise. What's the Bible say? In different places it says, he that is first in his own cause, you know, he seemeth just. But wait, we hadn't heard the end of the story. Brother Daryl Johnson the other night at the revival in Tulsa, he was telling us that he had gone to court, and he was representing the people he worked for, and this lady had just not paid her rent and done all kinds of things, and he went in. You know, they're supposed to present their case. This lady got up. She was very good looking, and she was very articulate, and she described her case. And the judge said, case dismissed.
Oh, my.
Brother Daryl goes, Your Honor, I'm here. And whenever he got to explain the other side of this story, well, the case, the case wasn't dismissed. The judge had to reverse and go back. But listen, refraining your lips. How many, oh, James, how many times have I got in trouble? Oh, refraining our lips. He that refraineth his lips is what? Wise. Wise. Could you all learn something from some of us older people? Oh, I wish you could. I wish you could learn from my mistakes. I wish you could learn from some of the things I've said out of order and things that I have misspoken. I didn't listen long enough to hear the other side of the story. How many times as men in our marriages that we don't hear the full story? I think about my little granddaughter the other day. She came to me. She was crying. Pappy, you know, it's kind of, women are little children, girls are a little dramatic. She was going, I thought it was a broken leg. I didn't know there was something. Oh my, it just shocked me. Then when I kind of figured out her twin sister had pushed her and something spilled. And I said, it's all right. And she looked at me, she put her hand up here on my jaw and she went, and walked off. It's like, I wasn't wanting you to fix it. I was wanting sympathy. Don't you understand? Don't you understand? And I thought, if I had only figured that out and stopped for a moment, you know, all she's wanting to know is, I could just pat and things have been fine with me. So, refraining our lips, and I'm talking about something that didn't get me in very big trouble. I think I can make that part up to her, but having wisdom, do you know what it does for us folks, really? When the people of God are endued, and we've asked from above, the wisdom that's from above, it'll help us through lots of difficult places in life. Refraining your tongue, he said, he's wise. And we're going to have to read this book of Proverbs more. I've jotted down some things, just reading and noting what God is trying to say to us. So may the Lord bless us. 11 and 30 of Proverbs. I'm going to go right down the bench. 11. I'm trying to get it participation. Thank you, Brother Wendell. We need that. Do y'all have a Bible back then?
11:30.
Yes. Thank you. One more time. Thank you. Thank you. Do you catch that? He that wins souls is wise. One of the characteristics of a wise person is they win souls. Win souls. Brother Michael said here a while ago, if we have salt in ourselves, we're going to make other people thirsty. Thirsty. Have you ever watched how when people are trying to get a thought across to you, they'll ask a question and they'll let it soak in for a while? You ever find how that is so wise sometimes to ask questions that causes the interest of people to come out and they have to think? God wants us to be this way. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. Learn how to ask questions. Learn how to get down on people's level. I was in jail one night and it was a hard night. Everywhere, there was just a spirit of confusion and everything on. And I said, I walked in and there's a level up here and a level down here. And I said, any of y'all like to fish? I got some fish stories I want to tell. And there's a big old burly boy come walking down the steps. And he wanted to hear fish stories. Well, I told him a few. I've got a few stories to tell. And I got his interest. I got his interest. There's another big old boy one time, and I tell you, he got in my face. He said, do you think you can help me? And I said, if you'll just sit down over there and be quiet, I think I can. And he'd throw books, and he'd do all kinds of stuff. And the guard would say, hey, you don't have to put up with that. We'll take him out. And I said, give me one more time. And next time, the same thing. And then I thought, what can I do? what can I do to get this? And a good friend of mine, a dear brother, gave my wife and I on our 25th anniversary this romantic tape. And you might say, you surely didn't. I said, yes, I did. I took that romantic tape and it had some, it was love songs and things. And I took it in there and started playing. He calmed down. It was that. I thought of King Saul. And I reached over there. I just thought, I'm going to see what it does now. I was watching over there and I start turning it. He said, don't turn that thing off. He is listening. But having wisdom. Have you got neighbors that are real hard to get along with? You all have any neighbors with barking dogs? I told my wife, that's why I live in the country. I can't. And boom box, all those things. How do you get across to those kind of... How do you work with people? How are we going to make it in this world? Folks, we need wisdom.
Yes.
We need something from above. I don't say I always have the answers. There's been things that stump me, and I don't know how to get to everybody. But maybe you do, and if you've got wisdom from above, I want to hear it, young and old. But just think, this is something that I need in my toolbox of life. It's something I need to carry. It's something I need to have. If I lack in that wisdom, I'm going to find myself many times stumped. And then I remain silent. And then I do nothing. That's not the procedure God wants us to have. To be quiet and then do nothing. If I'm silent, I won't get in trouble. I'll do nothing. No, there are times that we have to get off of high center. There's times when we get stuck off high center. That means you're driving along in the car, you're going a bumpy road, and all of a sudden you come over, you see this hump, and you, well, I can make it. And I know what young people are. I'll just speed up and I'll soar over that hump. Older people slow down a little bit, and then they get up on top and find out it drops as fast as it came up, and you get stuck, and your front tires touch, and then it rolls back, and your back tires, and you can't get off high center. That's what I'm talking about. Young people, I know some of you that's been in cars. I've helped personally pull some out. They were stuck on high center. So I know this happens. We get stuck on high center sometimes because of a lack of wisdom. But I want to go on here. This 11 and 30 is very important. The next one I have, and I hope we still have our Bibles, Proverbs 12 and 15. Listening to counsel, and also 13 and 1. Following your father's instruction. Listen, you might say, they don't know anything. They don't know anything. One time I was out fishing with my dad. Here's one of my fish stories. And I got bitter at my dad. I didn't get along with him. I should have listened more. We were out fishing. We'd set a trot line. We went back the next day to run this line, and we had this old neighbor man with us. And as we were at Lake Keystone, and we was going across, and we hooked on the line, and we was going. Here was a catfish, and it was large, and it was the kind that, you know, as a boy you want to catch. It's a big fish. We start to bring it in, and all of a sudden my dad said, "Hey, that's not our line." And that neighbor man said, "It's all right, it's a big fish." And Daddy said, "Drop it. It's not our line. Let it go." And the man turned around, and I thought they were going to get in a fight. My dad said, "I told you to drop it. That means now." He let it go, and I thought, here's my dad. Here he is, doing it again. And here I'm getting these feelings. What in the world? It wasn't till years later that I learned what my dad was doing. I didn't learn it. I didn't understand what he was doing. But when he was a boy, he set a line out in this pond, and he had his line set. And these other boys, two of them, was running his line. My dad got so mad, he picked up a bottle and he hit this guy in the head with it, right in the head. He said, "I thought it killed him." And he never could take when people would get stuff that wasn't his.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to teach my hard head a lesson. Don't mess with other people's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't till later that I understood what he was doing. But this scripture says, a wise son, he hears his father's rebuke. He listens to him. He takes it to heart. I want to encourage you young people today, your parents may not know everything. But there are times that if you're not careful, you might become a little rebellious on them. But I want you to listen. The scripture tells us a wise son. This doesn't mean just boys. It doesn't mean that you girls can't learn something either. But it's for all of us. He hears his father's rebuke. I think about the lessons my mom tried teaching me growing up. And one time she said, when you get home, you're going to get a whipping. And we did everything and we succeeded in getting my mom's attention off of that whooping. I think my other brothers was in on it too. But anyway, I know I was in line to get it. I'm just going to say it was me. And we succeeded in causing her to forget that whipping. But I never did. And when I got older and I got saved, I said, Mama, you remember that time that... No, I don't remember. And I said, well, you said you was going to whip me and you didn't do it. And I said, I'm going to let you whip me. I want you to whip me because you said, oh, son, I'm not going to do that. I felt bad about that. Now, I don't know how many of you children here today are going to be quiet, preacher, shut up. I've got one of them coming and you're going to remind my mom and dad of what I get coming. Well, I'm going to tell you, those corrections will be good for you. Those corrections are good for you if you'll take them in the right spirit. May the Lord bless us and help us today. The characteristics of a wise person is a son will listen. He will listen. He'll take that reproof. 13 and 20. Oh, today, I wish in 1971, I wish I could have applied that scripture. Being with the wrong crowd can get you into trouble. It'll stick with you for your life. Be careful who you associate with. Be careful who you run with. Read it one more time so we can hear that.
That walketh with the wise men shall be wise.
Uh-huh.
But a companion of fools shall be destroyed.
Walking with wise men. Walking with wise men. Being around those that have knowledge and information, they will help you. They will help you so much. I'm thinking of that same man that was the neighbor man, the older man that went fishing with. He kind of kept me out. He got me in trouble, but he kept me out of some trouble too. Twice a day we would go out and bait these fishing lines, and then the afternoon we'd spend and we would go staying in ponds. And we came up on this one pond and said, do you know these people? Nah, they don't care. Just go on in. And I said, yeah, but look at the size of this pond. Look how deep it is. Oh, he called me, bud, get in there. It's not deep. And I said, but Henry, and he said, oh, and he got mad. He stepped down there a few feet and all you could see was his white head. And it was turned back and forth. He was not very wise. Oh, listen though, when you hang around people that don't have very much wisdom, guess what? You're a companion of fool. If you become a cat and you all just kind of get along, you're going to get into trouble. I'm telling you, there's going to be things happen and you'll regret it. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, with all thy getting, get wisdom. Get understanding. Have these things in your life. It will help you so much. All right? In 15 and 2 of Proverbs. 15 and 2 on the next row back. Sister, would you get this for us?
The tongue of the wise uses knowledge for life.
Oh, So a characteristic of a person has wisdom. They will use knowledge aright. They will use it for the benefit to help and not hinder. Oh, how many things today do we could just stay on this over and over and over. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. Be careful of who you copy. Be careful of who you listen to, because we'll become like them. The next one, Brother Wright, 16 and 14 of Proverbs.
The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will
pacify.
Pacify the head.
What's he saying here? Avoid conflict with leaders. Avoid getting in conflicts with leaders. The path, he said here, the wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify. He will not get entangled and be in conflict with people. Wisdom. You can avoid some big bruises. You ever got some big bumps? Hard knocks and bumps? Where'd you get that from? Oh, I got in a little conflict over here. Well, you can avoid some of those things. Be careful. Be wise. 16 and 23. Listen to this one. 16 and 23. Right down the bench. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and learneth learning, addeth learning to his lips, being precise in answers. Oh, I need help along there. So being precise in answers, precision, thinking about it. You add learning to your lips with wisdom, having wisdom to know how to answer. The Bible speaks again about if you answer a matter before you hear it, it's a shame and a folly. It's a shame and a folly. I heard two ministers talking one time. Well, it was Brother Ori and another brother. They couldn't hear very well. And they was talking and going on. And this other brother was laughing so hard they weren't even talking about the same thing. They talked two completely different subjects. And they was just talking and going on. And this other was listening. He said, wait a minute, you all's not even talking about the same thing. You got two different things going. You're not listening. Listen. It'll help us sometimes to listen. I'm reminded different times how important it is to listen. 15 and 7 of Proverbs. Who will read that one for us? 15 and 7. What does it say?
The lips of the wise express knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so.
Ah, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. So, having good counsel, taking good counsel and dispersing, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge. I want to encourage us again, take care of who you buddy with. Proverbs 17 and 2. I'm getting on down here. I'm trying my best to hurry. Yes. So, a wise servant shall have rule over a son. In other words, I believe you can reform rebels with wisdom. You know, I'm thinking about a young man. He was, I can't name his name. He's way far from here. But this boy was a real trial. I was trying to teach a little bit of mechanics in about lawnmowers, gas engines and things in a little class that we had to school. And this young guy, he caused trouble all the time. So he, in our hand cleaner bottle, he poured oil. And he knew that it was all going to wash our hands. So he fills this thing up with oil. And so I dump it out of my hands. I'm the first one, I start washing this. And my hands are just black. And all of a sudden, they started getting clean. And I said, you know, I want to tell you all how good Pennzoil does to clean your hands. And I said, and that boy was watching and he saw that old grease coming off and he said, that wasn't Pennzoil. I was trying to find out who put it in there. I kind of figured he was the one. And I said, how'd you know it was? And his face got red. But you can reform rebels sometimes by having wisdom. Lord, help us today. What do we need, folks? What's the cry of our hearts sometimes? Lord, help me to have wisdom. Help me as the father to have wisdom. Help me as a pastor. Help me as a person dealing with people to have wisdom. Wisdom is so important to us. May the Lord bless us today. To have wisdom, we need to be able to reform some people. Let's look at the four things now. Proverbs 8:19. Now we're going to go. Let's see, Brother Wendell, you've already expended your time to read. Your wife hasn't, though. And she can pick up. Sister, 8:19. Yes, ma'am. Why is wisdom so important? And here's four different things to pick up on. 8:19 of Proverbs.
My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice gold.
Yes, thank the Lord. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine silver. Wisdom is better than gold. Wisdom is something so wonderful. It's necessary for us to have that. Necessary, so necessary. That's why it's important. It's valued above gold. And the next one is found 8 and 11 of Proverbs. So, if someone would you mind reading that for us, please?
For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to.
My, look at the value. The wisest man said they're better than jewels. How can you put a value on it? It's better than gold. It's better than jewels. And 8 and 18.
Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness.
There we are. Durable riches. He's saying here it's so valuable for all of us to have wisdom. The foolish man, the Bible said, talked about the wise man foresees evil and he hides himself. But the simple pass on and are punished. It's like they're able to detect things. Listen, I'm going to jump over to something. I look at animals all, and the great horned owl. I love to study about animals. The great horned owl's ears is offset in his head. They're offset for a reason, because he can twist those ears, turn those ears, and he can hear in like three dimensions, and it helps him to track his enemy. Maybe that's why they call him a wise old owl. But that owl has, his ears are offset somewhat so he can twist and so he can hear in the forest the sounds of a mouse that is walking maybe toward him. And his ears help him, and his eyes, it helps him to see. Now if you're wondering, why would you ever even link a animal with a man? Well, listen, in the book of Job, I've got to stop here for a moment. I'm just going to sidetrack. Just take a break in your mind. Take a break. But I'm going to read to you what the Bible said. I found this just about 3 weeks ago. And it says this in the book of Job 12 and 7. But ask now the beast, and they shall teach thee.
Yes.
And the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee.
Yes.
Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? Mm-hmm. I don't mind if an owl teaches me. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I learn something. But We need perception. We need God to help us to be able to perceive when things are not quite right, when things are going wrong. We need this perception. It'll help us so much. The wisdom of this world is limited. God's wisdom is not. We need more of His wisdom. The wisdom that is from above. That's what we first read. It's precious. It's wonderful. And it should be our first priority. I'm sorry, where did we...
Eight and 18.
Thank you. The fourth chapter of Proverbs and the seventh verse. Nathan, would you read that for us, please? Proverbs 4 and 7.
Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding.
Yes. With all thy getting. Wisdom is the principal. It's the priority. It's something that we should put first. Wisdom is something we should get. Now, I'm not going to read the... I have a few more here, but I'm just going to tell you, I read about these seven great heroes of faith that had wisdom. And you can read about them in Genesis 41:39. It was Joseph. Joseph was given wisdom from God. And he said to the Pharaoh, he said, here is what is going to happen. There's going to be seven plentiful years, and then there's going to be seven lean years. He had something that was from above. And that wisdom was the same also that Daniel had in Daniel 1:17 and 20. It was also the same for Joshua, Deuteronomy 34 and 9. David in 1 Samuel 18 and 14, 15 and 30. David had this wisdom. Solomon, King Solomon, 1 Kings 4:29 and 30 and 34. And Ezra. Ezra 7:23. Ezra, there's a lot mentioned here in the Jews' writings and things. Ezra was a very important figure. And also Stephen, Acts 6:3-10. What do we do to get wisdom? James 1 and 5. Read that. Kent, do you have... Can you read that? James 1 and 5.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not,
yes,
and it shall be given.
Help us, Lord. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Let him ask of God. We need this so much. The second thing, in Deuteronomy 4 and 6, the ways to get wisdom. Here's one of them. Ask of God. Ask God for wisdom. And Deuteronomy 4 and 6. All right. I think what he's saying here, we have to study. If we want wisdom, we have to study God's Word. I don't know anywhere else it comes from. We have to study the Word. If you lack wisdom, ask God for it, then look what He's written down in His Word. The third one, the next verse would be Psalms 119 and 98. I know some of you get nervous. You're thinking, okay, is he going to run out of scriptures? Am I going to be the one to read? Well, I don't know. We're going to get close. 119 and 98 of Psalms. All right. One thing that is necessary, and that is keeping God's command. Lord, help us. It's not enough to plead ignorance. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was riding with a police officer one night, and this pulled over a car. This lady was just flying. I don't know. Let me give you a little advice. Don't ever tell the police officer. Well, I didn't know. You know, the best thing you can do, and I've seen it over and over, say, sir, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did that. But if you start saying, well, you know, I just didn't know. I didn't. How many times do you think they hear that? They hear it a lot. So the best thing, Brother Marty got pulled over one time, and he really gave that officer a loop. He said, thank you, sir. I appreciate you doing your job. That man never heard anything like that. You're going to get a ticket anyway. You might as well bless him. You might as well say, you know, I sure thank you for catching me. I have been having troubles with this. My foot has just been too heavy on the pedal for so long. And thank you for stopping me. I sure hope you have a good day. And bless all of your children. And bless, you know, just, and it's like, I can't believe what these people are saying. You know, at least don't give him that same old, well, I didn't know. Don't do it. I can tell you it don't work. It's not good. Tell them you're sorry. Say, I wasn't paying attention. I was. One time, Brother Ori got stopped. I believe it was Brother Ori that he said, well, I tell you, you all know how he was. He got pulled over. And he said, I was listening to this tape, and I was just so thinking about God and what He had done for me. And he said, I just wasn't even paying no attention to how fast I was going. And that man, okay, sir, that's it. And Brother Ward just hardly let him go. He said, you know, and kept on. The man was, I guess, trying to get away from him. He's like, okay, sir, it's fine. And I don't want to hear any more. Just having wisdom, you know, and you can make some of these people's day by just being honest with them. I'm sorry, I wasn't watching. I apologize. Well, not only getting stopped, but I'm thinking about today keeping the testimonies of God, hearing instruction, listening, being attentive, having the fear of the Lord in our life. We need all of these things. We need them so much. Hearing instructions. 9 and 9 of Proverbs. Read that to us. I believe it's 9 and 9. I can't hardly read my own writing. This will be the last one. I'm going to be through.
Give instructions to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser.
Yes.
Man, and he will increase
his heart. Yes, Lord, help us. Give instruction to a wise man, and he'll be wiser. You instruct him, and he's not going to. You don't have to worry about him getting his feelings hurt. Just tell him. You know, that will help so much, folks. I hope and pray today that we can have a heart. We can have the right attitude when someone tries to instruct us. When someone tries to help us, don't go off and just say, "Who are they to tell me? Who do they think they are? Who I see them making so many mistakes. I see them, and who are they to tell me?" Do you know what? God is watching our attitudes. And if we have that kind of resistance, and we think about if He is testing us, and He's going to see how you really receive instruction, and if you won't take it from someone like that, He's probably thinking, they won't take it from me either. You know, I can send them this person to come by and reprove them, and that's how they're going to treat me too. It won't be no different. May the Lord help us today to have this wisdom that is from above. I said there's the last one. Let me read to you something here again in Proverbs 10 and 14. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Laying up. knowledge, having things put in within us to help us to be able to prosper in our souls. That's the desire. I believe the desire of everyone is for, it is the desire for us all to prosper and not make the same mistakes over and over again. To be wise, to be careful in all that we say and do. May the Lord give us wisdom. I need this more than probably most of you need it. So I pray the Lord will bless us today. There's so many things to consider when we read the book of Proverbs. See the wisdom that is from above. It is something so necessary in our day and time. And may God help us all to apply our hearts unto wisdom. Amen.